was the first created robot from the Rusty Bucket line. Not a prototype, but the actual first of his kind to roll out of production. In other words, they had brushed out all of the kinks before he'd been made. His serial number was stamped as RB00001, and he flaunted it wherever possible, back when he was relevant. At one point, it actually meant something to be from the Rusty Bucket line, but those days were long gone. Their kind was now relegated to working in the mines, garbage pits, sludge factories, and, worst of all, governmental desk jobs.
RB1,
chirped Mr. Term, a human with a fat belly and a constant sneer.
Quit your daydreaming and get back to work.
He hated it when Mr. Term called him RB1. Yes, it was easier than saying RB00001, but in his estimation, coming from Mr. Term, it was said as a slur.
Yes, sir,
RB1 said with a sigh and resumed shoveling the knee-high crap. As soon as Mr. Term was out of view, RB1 turned to RB00077, who was improperly named Wise, and said,
"One day, I'm going to get that bastard."
"I hear that,"
replied Wise.
"I mean, seriously, what would they do if we quit shoveling the shit?"
"Deactivate us."
"They wouldn't dare."
"Why not?"
"Because,"
said RB1 as if it were a dumb question,
"that would be uncivilized."
RB02304, known as Cargo, sloshed over and put in his 2 credits worth.
"I think civilization is reserved for humans."
"What?"
said RB2, who was the second in the line of the Rusty Bucket series. While he was technically younger than RB1, he had been put on so many industrial barges that his hearing was shot. He was also banged up badly enough that he looked like an old man dressing up for a costume party. Plus, he made noises. Wise leaned over to RB2 and said,
"He said that civilization is reserved for humans."
"Bah,"
replied RB2 with a wave of his hand.
"One look at all this shit and it's obvious them damn humans ain't suffering from no constipation."
"No, I said..."
"Forget it,"
said Cargo, shushing Wise. RB1 shook his head and motioned back at RB2, who had turned back to his duties.
"Look at him. Do you think the humans would treat their own kind the way they've done him?"
"Probably," said Cargo.
"What's wrong with RB2?
Asked Wise.
"You truly have to ask that."
"What?"
said Wise.
"He's a nice enough fellow. A little rough around the edges, sure, but..."
"I'm not talking about his personality, you dimwit,"
said RB1.
"I'm talking about how they've dented him up and all but destroyed his ability to communicate."
"Oh, that,"
said Wise with a shrug.
"Comes with the territory, I suppose."
"Anyway,"
Cargo said,
"what are we gonna do about it?"
RB1 stood there with a feeling of now or never. He was leaning towards never, but the looks from Wise and Cargo, and the constant self-muttering of RB2, plus the quick scan he did that showed him the countless other RB series robots shoveling away, made him think that maybe it was time to make a stand. Could a group of antiquated robots really make that much of a bang, though? He thought about that. The reality was, they could. They knew the systems like nobody else. They remembered the days when fighters fought and civilization was a dirty word. They understood rockets and fuel, those things that were banned throughout the Segnal system. But who could lead them? He couldn't do it. Could he? And if he didn't, who would? He turned his wrist over, looked at his serial number, and solidified his answer. RB1 was the first in the line of the Rusty Buckets, and that made him their leader.